Welcome to the Perfectly Saint Show, episode 252. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello.
Fozzie's getting a drink.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
And Jeff.
I am drinking a gumball head. Y'all jelly.
What kind of gumball head? Or is that just the name of the
beer? It's the name of a beer.
That's not the brewery or anything.
The brewery's Three Floyds.
You haven't soured on that beer yet? You're not sick of it?
Well, it's kind of hard to get sick of it when you see it in stores like once every 6 months. So.
Oh, I see.
So it's like a treat for you.
Dude, it's like if you fucking find it, it's fucking incredible. So I don't know, like, I like Gumball Head, okay. I really like their Zombie Dust. A lot of the other things they make, I've tried them, like, it's good, but it's, who cares?
Now, what actually is Gumball Head? Like, what kind of
a wheat
beer?
Ale.
Okay. I might actually enjoy that.
When did Hefe get into drinking quality beer? When did this transition happen?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, it's been a few years. Like,
a few years?
He went from, like, Miller Lite to all of a sudden, like, drinking like select craft brews.
Yeah, but like he's
drinking like an adult.
Probably like the past few months or so. I feel like
a case of Miller Lite lasts me like a couple months almost probably because I don't drink it. I just drink it when I run out of my fucking beer and I want another beer. Like if I drink a sixer of good beer, and I'm not ready to pass
that's like,
the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the cleaner. You just need to keep going.
Yeah.
Don't taste that shit.
I keep Yingling on hand for that. That's my like reserve beer.
You can't get Yingling here.
Reserve beer.
Well, I don't find it to be as low quality as like Miller Lite or Coors Light either. So.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be like a good one.
I mean, if you like a lager, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. We haven't all been together for a couple weeks, but
it's a reunion,
kind of. Let's do we want to do games first or news? There's a lot of news this week.
Let's do games first.
Let's get the games out of the way.
All right.
Yeah.
Fine.
Calm down, Nate. You'll get here.
All right. Well.
Chris got the news already. I didn't get any news. So.
I put some stuff together. I've been writing it down for the last. Little bit. So
it feels like there's probably been a lot. Well, I don't know. I wasn't here last week, so.
Last week. Yeah,
you were here.
And I wasn't here on this night recording either. Yeah. I recorded it like way in advance with other people. So, anyway, Jeff, tell us about Wolfenstein.
Did you get it?
No.
Oh. It's I'd say strictly for people who like the New Order.
So don't get it.
That's why I didn't get it.
Yeah, like, it's more Wolfenstein, so if you like the New Order, like, you're gonna have fun with it. And it's a good deal. Like, it took me about a little over 7 hours to beat it for $20, so.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, more Wolfenstein FPS action. I just didn't, like, the story's at a disadvantage to begin with because, like, the original had, like, this awesome alternate history thing going where, like, the Nazis won World War II. Like, well, this takes place just, like, in World War II before the events of the New Order. Okay. So, not, like, right away, not as interesting. And the story that's in it, like, I couldn't tell you a damn thing about it. Like, you're trying to get, like, a document folder the whole time or some bullshit. It's like split into two halves, where the first half is a lot of stealth actually in it, and that's the longer half of the game. That'll take you like 5 hours, and then the second half of the game is probably 2 hours or so, and that's like these Nazis like were digging somewhere looking for something, and like they accidentally found this fucking, I don't know, some sort of fucking fluid or I don't know what the hell they found that like was turning them all into zombies. So in the second half there's like most of the enemies you're fighting are Nazi zombies, and which is weird because like they're way easier to kill than the regular zombies or the regular Nazis, you know what I mean? Because they don't have, you know, they just come at you, they don't shoot, well some of them do shoot guns.
But there's no tactics to it, like.
No, like in the first half of the game, dude, like the fucking, it's really aggressive AI. Like, if you, that are like, oh, I'm going to go hide in a room and like let motherfuckers run in and I'll just shoot them as they run through the door. That ain't going to happen because they'll just bombard you with fucking grenades and shit. And then the second half is they just run at you and you fucking kill them really easily. And so, I don't know, the story didn't care about, and really most like of it, like there was nothing that great and memorable about it. It's just, it was solid, but I wasn't like, I wouldn't be like, if you didn't like the New Order, you're going to love this or anything. If you liked the New Order, you should get it because it's a good deal. And I don't know. And I don't love stealth, and there was kind of a lot of that. And like I said, the second half, the fighting, like the combat was nothing special. And then the final boss, like, really sucked. So,
just like the New Order.
I don't remember. I remember the ending, the very ending of the New Order. Like you and Death's Head. But here you fight like this big monster at the end, and it's just like a really bad boss fight. Like, it's like hard and annoying. I like turned down the difficulty to beat it. I know I suck. But...
It's like you just wanted to get through it.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that like I was done with it so I could delete it. Like, because it's fucking 40 gigs. One cool thing about this.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the fucking game is 40 gigs.
Isn't the main game, like, the New Order itself, it's only, like, 47, and that's, like, a 20-hour game.
I don't know. But, yeah, it's 37 gigs. I forgot how... I know that the New Order was bigger, but not by, like, a significant amount. But, yeah, that's weird. But,
hey, so the New Order came on one Blu-ray, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was under 50 gigs, because that's what... I believe a Blu-ray can hold, so...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I wanted to get, you know... I wanted to beat it and say I was done with it and get it off my hard drive. One cool thing, though, and I guess someone told me this was in the New Order... You played through the New Order, right?
Yes.
Did you run into any, like, bonus levels that were... looked like Wolfenstein 3D?
Oh, yeah, the... Yeah, it was... You had to very specifically, like, go up and sleep in...
Mm-hmm.
The bed upstairs, and there was something else I think you had to do, but yeah, it unlocked like Wolfenstein 3D levels.
Did you have any idea how many there were in the New Order?
No, I mean, I only played the one that I came across, so.
Okay, well, same with me in this new one. I had no idea, and I found out about it, and I found one as I played through the Old Blood. But I guess the Old Blood, every single level, and there's 8 levels, every single level has one hidden in it, so.
Huh.
Those are kind of fun to find. There's not really a point to it as far as I can tell. It's just cool, you know?
Right.
Because it's the old graphics and everything, but your gun and yeah. hand are not.
I can aim
and stuff like that, you know, and lean and.
I think I stumbled. Like, you were broadcasting at one point, and I think I actually jumped in when you had just discovered one. You were explaining, you're like. It's like the old graphics, but, like, the gun is the same, and you're holding the gun up.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I was just like, you know, what is the point of it? You got an achievement, so you probably get an achievement for each one you find. But, I don't know. Overall, it's a good value. If you like the Wolfenstein, pick it up. But, like, if you didn't like the New Order, you're not going to like this at all, probably. So.
Huh. All right, well... You fought some Nazi zombies there. You've also been fighting some open world zombies.
Yeah, State of Decay, which I know you played. I was reading a lot about it, like close to its re-release, and got me kind of interested, so I picked it up. I like it a lot. I'm not like in love with it or anything, but it's a cool like. Like, this is a game that I could put down for, like, several days, or in case of Wolfenstein, I put it down for, like, a week to play Wolfenstein or whatever. And you can come back to it, and you're still just fine, because it's basically, like, at least the way I'm playing it, maybe I'm playing it wrong, but it's a lot like, almost like Animal Crossing in that, like, you just have chores you do every day. Like all I'm doing is running out and getting supplies, and then, like, I'll do a mission here and there. Maybe I'm playing it wrong, but, like, it seems like... Because you're managing a base and trying to keep everyone happy and all this shit, like you need supplies, you need
constantly, you know,
medical supplies, building supplies to build up your base. And so, like a lot of what I'm doing is because I want to build up my base is just going out on supply runs. You know, like I'll just run out, fucking go up to a house or a warehouse or something and go in and see what I could find. And it's almost kind of like a relaxing game for me. Like, I know that might sound weird. Like, the only time, like, it's not relaxing to me is when you suddenly get overwhelmed by zombies and you're like, oh, fuck, my guy's going to die. Because I'm pretty deep into, like, I don't know, let's say I probably put maybe 10 hours into it so far, or who knows, but I still have my main guy, like, the guy you start with. And if, like, he fucking died, I would be so fucking upset right now, because, like, all his shit is, like, maxed out, kind of.
Right.
And, like, I'll play with other characters here and there, and I did one time play as another character, and, like, I just kind of let him get killed just to see what that was all about. And it's like, yeah, they're permanently dead, dude. And you actually get an achievement, I think, for letting someone die. But, dude, I'm like, there have been a few situations where I've been, like, almost dead as my main guy. I'm like, no, god damn it, no. Like, I would think I would quit the game if that happened. I'd be so pissed off. It's cool, though, like, especially for, like, a budget title. Like, it doesn't, I mean, yeah, like, it looks like a budget title a little bit, but, like, there is a lot of content in that game for, what, I think I paid $30. And it has, like, expansions and all that, so.
Yeah, I think if you bought it on 360, it's, like, $20.
That's even cheaper. Yeah, for me, it's, well, like, I think it's 21 or something.
Yeah.
3% off.
So. Alright, well, yeah, Don will be putting up a review of that at some point. I know it's done, so. He seemed to like it quite a bit, too.
Yeah, it's good.
I think he just forgot to put up his review. That's what he did.
Okay.
That's okay. I have one, too, that I haven't posted. Who killed me?
Nah, whatever. We had stuff up this week, so.
It's true.
Tony, tell us about Far Cry 4.
Alright, so. God, have I talked about Far Cry 4 on the show yet?
I think you had just started it the last time.
Alright, so now I'm like, I put a lot of time into it. Like, maybe 16, 17 hours. This game is very amusing. I wouldn't call it great, but it's kind of sublime. It's very like, you sit down with the controller in your hand, and you just kind of go and you do stuff. And I like that. I like to be able to walk through the environment and just kill lots of stuff and find things and explore it, and there aren't many shooters that let you do that. Like, most of the time it's games like, you know, Fallout or like RPGs, and like this is definitely a shooter. Like, it's skill based. You shoot someone in the head and they die, no matter what your stats are. Very, very fun though. The story is meh. It's not, And I kind of like that. I kind of like the fact that the story is not very good, so I don't think about it. I just go out and do stuff. But it's good. It's really good. I think that I wouldn't call it Game of the Year, but I think Fozzie's right. It's really good game that you should.
Did you ever play the third one?
So I played about 2 hours into the first one.
Okay.
And the way they bludgeon you with the story in the beginning and then the drug stuff, I couldn't take it, and I gave up. This one kind of lets you go a lot earlier than that game did. Like, I feel like I played this one for like 20, 25 minutes, and then I was out in the world, doing stuff and being able to, like, move through and like you take so many outposts and so many of those towers, and now you unlock a whole bunch of really cool weapons, and you don't really have to play the campaign to get all that stuff, which is good. You really only have to play through the first few missions in order to get to unlock all the cool things. So, I'm walking around in my little helicopter and, like, dropping grenades on people. It's a lot of fun.
I should really get back to that.
Yeah. Riding elephants. Love riding elephants.
I didn't even realize you could do that.
Oh, yeah. And the elephants can, like, throw people around with their trunk.
Hey, I
tossed that Jeep into a gorge. It was fun. There were people on it.
did you get a recording of that?
Oh, yes. I definitely got a recording of that.
I'll have to check your feed.
they do some cool stuff. The fire is a lot of fun. I have, on occasion, had to, like, climb on top of buildings to get away from my own fire. But, you know, you throw, like, a Molotov cocktail and light stuff up, and then the fire just starts to spread, so if you're, like, in a grassy field, everything gets lit on fire. which sometimes works really good if you're trying to get away from people. Sometimes it's not so good if you trap yourself in a corner.
Does it still have the, like, you can use animals to do your handiwork for you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The elephants.
And you see them in, like, random places, like a pair of Bengal tigers in a cage in the middle of a base. You're like, what is this? Why are these here? I never end up letting them out. Like, I never find an occasion to actually let them out. So I end up at the end of the mission.
Oh, dude, I used to do it all the time to sneak around.
See, I like to sneak around, but I don't like to let the animals out. And
you snipe the cages. They come out, and then they just do your bidding.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, you don't go up to them manually.
And then do you need to kill them, like, before you
go
into the base?
For the most part, I mean, unless it's a really, like... So, as far as how I approach outposts, because I like to do the stealth aspect of it, I would snipe the tiger or whatever animal is there. Most of the time, they would kill that animal.
Okay.
But let's just say that you liberate the outpost, then your friends will come in, and they'll start shooting at that. So, yeah. I mean, eventually, like, you don't essentially need to worry about it.
Okay.
You'll probably want the skin anyway, so you probably want to kill it anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, as long as it hasn't been burnt or anything.
Yeah.
Huh.
The crafting is pretty cool. Like, it encourages you to kill the animals, too.
Yeah, yeah. I like the crafting a lot. I don't like they use the same fucking animation.
Yeah, like, every time. Yeah.
Grotesque. Like, after a while, once you've skinned a few animals after, like, 5 or 6 times, you should be able to, like, just be like, all right, well.
Like, shut that animation off just to speed
up
the process.
Or just, like, don't make a noise about it. You know what you're anticipating. Like,
right.
Yeah, your character is, like, pretty squeamish about it. He's like, ugh, every time. He's like,
ugh. Every time. Yeah, like,
of course, by now I've done it, like, 80 times, and it's just, yeah. Why are you not, ugh.
Yeah, at that point, shouldn't you build up, like, a tolerance to it?
Right.
Right.
The animals are pretty insane, and you do kill a lot of them, and they're everywhere. I don't understand why they put in so many.
Yeah, I feel like they did a better job this time around. Maybe a little bit better as far as being able to kill certain animals. It just feels a little easier than the third one.
Yeah.
Well, those animals were really hard to find in the third one, too, because they were so far and few.
I guess Ubisoft sent out a... survey or something about where the next Far Cry should take place. Some of the locations sounded a little too familiar to stuff that they've already done, like Africa or like the Himalayas,
yeah.
Like stuff like that. Yeah. Like you've already done those locations. We don't need another one of those.
They should go right. Back to Africa though,
and do it right.
Right, because like, that game was
Far Cry 2
not playable.
Yeah,
God, that was so bad at like. I mean, they have a good thing going where, you know, you liberate a place and then, like, it's not as hostile. But, you know, in 2, you just have the enemies just respawning back and just made that, like...
Right.
Oh, man, the whole malaria thing.
Oh, yeah. There's just...
It will be interesting.
Yeah. Fozzie.
Yes.
Elite Dangerous.
Yeah.
You're still playing it.
I'm liking it a lot. But there are issues now that I'm getting. I've put I would say at least 30 hours into that game, if not more. So kind of how am I going to explain this? Okay. So obviously in Elite Dangerous there are ships, right? You got spaceships and they're all pretty cool. And they can range anywhere from you get your loner ship up to like the main like massive ships that just do insane damage that are 150 million credits. Now that seems like a lot of money, and it is, because the most I've ever gotten from killing a ship is like 120,000. So if you were to kind of do the math, that would mean that I would have to kill 1,000 of those large ships to be able to even afford this ship, let alone upgrade it. On top of that, it's very hard to find these large ships. There's not really like a specific zone that they're in, they'll just pop up sometimes. It's weird because you'll have like these areas that you know, like for example, where I'm at with my friends, I play at a resource extraction site. What happens is these people will gather materials and the pirates will attack them. So the pirates come in, that's when I'll shoot them up to kill them. But that's kind of the problem, is that the game has not found a good way as far as balancing how much money you make and kind of like a different aspect to it. It's kind of starting to get a little bit repetitive because flying is fun. Like, it's great. Like, it's just super, you know, just like very intense. Just like the little details about it is just great. But yeah, it's just now it's becoming to a point where I don't even do any of the missions, because there are missions. If you go to hubs, there's missions that you can acquire, mm-hmm. but the money just is not there. Because right now, I'm just trying to get ship that I like. I just bought one for 6 million credits, which, again, I've played for 30-plus hours at this point. To upgrade this ship is going to probably cost me another $20-30 million. So, like, I'm just, like, I'm almost thinking I should just stay with the old ship that I had, and just, it's already been fully upgraded. Then, what am I going to do? Like, there's not... thing that's now becoming the problem is with Elite Dangerous, like, it's fun when you're trying to build up to the new ship or the next ship, but they're so spaced out. On top of that, the upgrading of these other ships is so expensive that it almost, like, punishes you that for that.
So it sounds then, like the economy's broken, like, drastically.
Right, exactly. And for me, like, I found a point where, like, I could just, you know, spam these resource sites, and that's how I gain the most money. I can make about $500,000 to close to $1 million per hour. But again, even if I'm doing that, you know, that's 150 hours to get to, like, or even if I don't even want that ship, like, even the decent ships are $40 to $50 million. So, I mean, I don't feel like there's enough meat in the game. Like, I love the gameplay. Like, I think that the gameplay, as far as, like, using the HOTUS, or HOTUS that I have, like, it's incredible. There's just the feeling, like, if I had a Rift, I would just, it would feel like I'm there. But there's not enough. And I feel like that's where kind of Star Citizen is going to be able to kind of pick up slack there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they just added wing updates, so now you can play with friends, and it makes it a lot easier as far as when you're going bounty hunting. So, they are at least updating it, and hopefully they're, like, understanding that there are issues. But, again, I don't know. It's starting to, like, become to a point where I'm like, well, starting to become a chore. In the same place, like, it's kind of depressing, like, because you have this massive space to explore. I mean, you have literally the Milky Way galaxy that you can travel to, but there's not, like, enough there. There's no characters. It's just you're in the spaceship. And, you know, like, I just wish that there was a more, like, a bounty system where, okay, there's a guy with a bounty of 10 million credits. Let's go to this star system, try and hunt him down. And there are, like, missions like that, but those will only pay 100,000 credits. It's not worth my time. Spend 2 or 3 hours to hunt this guy down when I could, you know, make that much at a resource extraction site in half an hour, let's say. So, or just killing one or two ships. But I feel like it just needs to kind of, like, get out of, like, this whole, like, we're super hardcore, we're, like, the Dark Souls of space sims, and to realize that, you know, we're old adults, we don't have, you know, infinite time to gather all this money that they demand. I mean, they should make it fun, whereas, like, okay, we're going to go after this guy, he's a $10 million credit, like, I want to kill him myself.
Right.
I think that would be cool, like, to have that, like, just to have, like, these, like, you know, maybe, like, a top 10, you know, bounty listing, you can go off of that. But me, I'm just thinking, yeah, like, it's fun when I have friends playing it still, but how long are they going to play it for? I mean, again, kind of like that beginning enthusiasm that I had for the game is starting to kind of wear off a bit, so we'll see. You know, we'll see what they do. Maybe with the Xbox, once that comes out for the system, maybe that will, like, kind of make it, you know, it won't make it as difficult. hopefully a little bit more friendly or to the users. But yeah, right now it's still fun. Don't get me wrong, it's still cool. I just bought a new ship, so I'm still excited to play with that. But I just wish that there was more things to justify than just standing in a rock formation and gaining money. Like, essentially, I have limited this game, which should be, like, again, about exploration and going out to different far galaxies, but I have now limited it to, okay, I'm at this rock formation, okay, I've killed some bounties, I need to go cash them in at this, a spaceport, rinse and repeat. So I've essentially, you know, taken the game that it was supposed to be and whittled it down to 0.001% of probably what they anticipated. So, yeah, definitely, there's still potential. You know, I'm not giving up hope, but I'm hoping that they just make it, there's more of an incentive to do other things besides, in, you know, stay in one stage, one area, shoot some bad guys, and then, you know, keep doing that process. So,
got you.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like very much fun.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's, yeah. I mean, I can't even at this point really justify it. So, I mean, I'm right with you. I wish I could explain it. There is definitely moments where it has been fun. I mean, obviously, I've probably put more hours into this game than any other game I've played this year. But again, it's starting to be all for naught because just starting to realize, well, shit, you know, I just got this brand new ship, but now it's going to cost, you know, 5 times the amount that I just got. Come
on. This sounds like Destiny.
Yes, that's the worst thing that I could think of because I hate Destiny with a passion. But at least with, like, this, it's not like you go to and you do a raid and then you're disappointed. You know what you're going to get, like, when you shoot these monsters. I watch Dub playing sometimes and he's just, like, he just gets pissed off because, you know, you get armor for your wrong character or you have the same weapon or can't trade. And this game is kind of like you can't trade either, but you know what you're working towards. You, in this game, you have a goal and you can attain it. But again, at what point are you just like, well, you know, am I really going to spend another 20, 30 hours to upgrade the ship only to try and, like, get a new one?
Right, and where's the game portion?
And again,
of it,
yeah,
like...
what's, because at this point, I'm already shooting down the biggest ships out there. So I'm not really intimidated by anything. Sometimes I am especially when there's like a wing of like 5 fighters. Yeah, there can be some intense moments, but if I'm already like able to take down the biggest ships, you know, obviously I need some help with those too, but it's just at this point I'm standing around in a rock area, just scanning, waiting for ships to come, and at this point, you know, it's like, well, fuck, this is starting to get a little boring now. So we'll see.
Well, there are more new games coming, Fozzie. So
yes, yeah, Witcher,
Galactic Civilizations 3, yeah.
You get down on some of that, a little RTS.
Or not RTS, turn-based, like Civ.
Ooh. Okay.
Is that
you know what? Civ actually sounds pretty good.
Is that finally out now, Tony?
Today
came out
was
today.
The launch day.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting about that.
Yeah, I was trying to finish Far Cry 4 by launch day. I didn't make it.
You're probably really close with Far Cry 4, though.
I just finished Act 2.
Oh.
So I think there's only 3 acts.
Okay.
I really like the ending. I really like the last like 15 minutes in particular. Yeah.
Like I feel like it's really close. Like I'm almost done.
Could be.
Yeah. I mean, I probably want to go through and take all the outposts. We'll see. We'll see if that actually
happens. Yeah, that's so much fun. I'm a thank you.
I played a little bit of White Knight. It came out back in March, I believe. It's a black and white horror game. Kind of controls like old school Resident Evil, like real old school. Like tanky controls, which really sucks.
Oh god.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Like,
get away.
I didn't realize how much I hated those controls until like it made me play this. Like, it's just really frustrating. But anyway, the game is like really cool looking. It's done in this black and white style, it's, you know, it plays on darkness and light. Like, you want to be in the light, because otherwise, like, it is actually complete blackness. You can't see anything. So you get matches, and you'll light them, and you'll kind of carry them around as you walk through, and you're looking for clues, and there are puzzles to solve, and it's very much like an old-school Resident Evil game, except there's no, like, shooting. There's no... There are ghosts, which will instantly kill you, but there are no, like, monsters to kill. Like, you don't want to go to the ghost. You don't want to, like, get in their way, because if they touch you, they'll kill you. But you can avoid them by getting into the light. Like, light will banish them. I don't know, it's really kind of weird. I put probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours into it, played about halfway through the second chapter. The story seems cool. It's just kind of takes place during the Depression era. I don't know. If you like horror games, then like this one definitely has a cool art style and a different take on things. But those tank controls, and it's actually held me from going back and playing more of it right now. Like,
oh no.
Like, to the point where I'm like, the concept of the game is really, really cool. I'd rather watch somebody play it than me have to control it myself.
It's so weird that they would have those controls in anything now.
Yeah, it's really, really strange. Like, you just really kind of move really jerky, and you can run, but it's kind of garbagey.
But you can't hide.
It's true. I can hide from the game by just not playing it, I guess, but I may play more of it. I was recording my playthrough, which shows just how awful I am at playing with those controls now. So at one point in the first chapter, trying to get up a set of stairs, and because of the way the color scheme is, it's all, you know, shades of gray, blacks and whites, and I'm trying to get up this fucking staircase, and I can't really see where the angle is, and every time you get close, it'll change the perspective of the screen. So at one point, like, it's off to the side of the house and you can see where you're going, but then when you get close to the steps, it'll change, and all of a sudden I'm on the other side of the steps and I'm not climbing up the steps. And so there's like, I guess there's some camera control issues too. Like,
that sounds so much fun.
Yeah, no,
sign me up for that.
It's really cool, but it's a really cool concept, but it's maybe not executed quite so well. So that's about all I've been up to. I tried out some Borderlands, the Handsome Collection as well.
Oh,
that looks really good on the Xbox One.
Is it?
Like, and it's pretty smooth too. Like, way smoother than I remember it being on Xbox 360. And I'm playing through it with some friends, so maybe I'll actually play through it this time.
You know what I kind of hate, though? That I wish that... Well, what I really liked about Diablo 3 is that if you hop in with friends, if you're not the same level, it doesn't kind of, like, adapt you to their level or vice versa.
Right. Like, if you jump into somebody's game that is way higher than you, you're playing against their enemies, and so you're doing no damage at all.
Right, exactly. And not to mention, in that game, like, five levels can make a huge difference,
yep,
too. So,
yep.
I mean, you pretty much have to be, like, within two levels of your friend, so...
Yeah, you have to play with them all the way through, or
yeah,
else
I think,
it's going to get fucked.
Which, you know, it's a neat concept, but fuck, like... I kind of want to just be able to be like, hey, I want to hop in with you guys, and not have to worry about, oh god, did they level up without me, or some shit like that.
Right.
It'd be lame.
Yeah, because if they go on and play, like, and get too far ahead, then it's... Then you're kind of just tagging along until... Because it does accelerate your experience, like, when you jump back in. But you feel worthless because you're...
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, you can totally just, like, lug around, like, behind them. But, again, you're not really helping anyone out.
You're not accomplishing anything, so...
Right.
Yeah, so that's it for games we've been playing. Let's jump into some news. And want to get Tony's take on this. Because his quarterback was suspended for four games.
Oh, God. Do we have to talk about did you hear the news that just came out like 5 minutes ago?
No, I did hear that he appealed it, though, I guess.
Yes, and Roger Goodell is hearing the appeal himself.
Of course. Of course he is.
Anyone?
Yes. So, I think Brady's doomed there. Going to have a hard time getting out of that one.
But, right.
Oh, you don't think that he's going to help him out?
No. God, no. He came out with a ruling to begin with.
Yeah, that's what's kind of really ridiculous about the way they handle, their discipline. It's like, if you're going to appeal it, like, why does it go back to the person that gave down the sentence in the first place?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, I'm going to come in there and I'm going to say that what you told me before was completely arbitrary. The person who made that initial ruling had no idea what they're doing. So go.
Right.
not going to work out.
Were you okay with the four games? Did you think it was
I mean, I thought the four games was pretty excessive. Like, there have been two cases of teams doctoring footballs on the sideline, and both of them were caught on videotape in the last, like, four or five seasons. The Chargers were, like, putting stick'em on their balls. And there was an incident in an outdoor game where a team was using, like, heaters to heat the balls up on the sideline, which you're also not supposed to do.
Right.
And in both cases, the team was fined $30,000, and that was the sum total of the punishment. And
right.
In this case, it's for something they can't necessarily prove happened. It's four games and a first round draft pick and a fourth round draft. This is just too much.
Yeah, that was kind of my take on it. It was four games for something that you're saying that he probably knew, but you actually can't prove. Like, that seems a little crazy. Like, I am certainly not a Patriots fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I was like, that's kind of crazy. And that just sets precedent too going forward that we can now suspend you four games for
whatever we want.
Yeah, for the probability of, well, we think you did it. Like, I don't know. It did seem pretty crazy to me. Fozzie's happy though.
Wait, what game? What?
Fozzie's not even in it.
Tom Brady's suspension.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I like Tom Brady. I really do. Like, I respect him. Like, it sucks that I hate all New England teams. That's just how I am. I'll never like any Boston team ever in my life. And so I felt like he was dealt a bad hand going to a terrible organization. That being said, I feel like Belichick is just the mastermind of everything. Something about him that just, I feel like he like just transformed Tom Brady into like this like puppet of his, and you know, he's just like, well, you know, it's not really cheating, it's just, you know, just a little air pressure, you know, just try and give us the best advantage we can get. So I mean,
but this is the funniest part about this to me though. So the Patriots got in trouble for the two biggest cheating scandals of the like last decade, the recording and this.
Yeah, Spygate.
Belichick is in charge. Okay, he's the GM, he's the coach. In both cases, his punishment was a total of nothing.
Well, the draft picks, maybe. You can say that.
Well, but that's an organizational punishment.
Like him getting suspended just like... I mean, it's not like... Remember when Sean Payton, he got suspended for a year.
Right.
Was he not fined for...
No, he didn't receive a fine for Spygate.
It was just the team?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. That was one of my... kind of criticisms of the ruling, though, was like So Spygate, I think it was like $500,000 fine, and there were some picks or whatever that were lost. But for this, it's $1 million fine, and 4 games for Brady.
Right.
And you don't actually have any proof of anything. Like, at least with Spygate, like, they had proof, right? Like, they knew
right.
that they had videotaped those games.
I love that the report's just like, it's more probable than not that he knew. Like, that's like the worst language you could ever use to be like, well, that, I mean, I guess it makes, you know, hey, there's a more of a chance that he knew something that he didn't, which is just kind of weird, like think about. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, in the end, they still keep their Super Bowl title, and that's
what matters.
So that is what matters. 4 games, like, first off, one of them's against Jacksonville. That's a win for the Patriots. And, like, the other ones, like, they can bounce back from those. So, I mean, again, fucking Matt Cassell, who was a backup at USC, never played it down. He took the Patriots to 11 wins that season. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, I mean, Tom Brady, he is amazing quarterback, one of the best of all time, but it's not like they can easily go 2-2 and still be able to make up for those 2 losses. 4 games is fucking nothing. I mean, come on.
Plus, we get to find out if our backup quarterback is actually good, because otherwise we'd never get a chance to see him play.
I mean, you know, honestly, I think the first-round draft pick is going to hurt them more in the long run, because, you know, I mean, again, it's probably going to be, like, pretty down the list as far as they're not going to go, like, 2-15, you know, 2-15.
Yeah, aren't their picks normally, like, between 25 and...
Yeah, they're pretty high, but, I mean, that being said, you know, a first-round pick is still a first-round pick. So, I mean, again, I guess I'm always bitter whenever I see things going on because of USC just getting the absolute hammer. Fucking, like this is, if this did happen, this is game-altering stuff. Reggie Bush took a house in San Diego for his family, which had nothing to do with the game. It had nothing to do with him impacting at USC. It's just him being a greedy fucker and just not deciding to wait 8 months to get paid. And it was like, all right, I'll take this house. And because of that, we're still getting sanctions. If you think about that, Reggie Bush has been in the fucking league for almost 10 years. Well, no, we don't have sanctions, but we're not at 85 players, which is the normal amount that a college team would have. Right. We're still feeling Reggie Bush situation, which was years ago.
But a lot of that, too, is because of your the coach that you love, who I can't stand, whose name I can't remember at the moment.
Carroll?
Pete Carroll?
No, not Pete Carroll. The one after Pete Carroll.
Oh, Kiffin? Oh.
Kiffin. Kiffin pushed the punishment down the road. So he delayed the...
He wasn't even there.
I know, but he was there at the time the sanctions started. But he was able to finagle it so that his recruiting classes would be full.
so he basically screwed everybody else down the line.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that dude.
So, no, I don't think so. I think
he
that
did.
Okay. See, I don't have any evidence in front of me to not say yes, but
it's more probable.
I'm pretty sure that when Lane Kiffin was there, we may have had like one full class. The air classes were, you know, 10 to 15 players only. So, yeah, but regardless, that's near here or there. We've already dealt with it, and we're almost back to full strength. But again, this is game altering stuff, and a lot of people are like, "Well, you know, Colts didn't stand a chance." It's not that though. It's the fact that this may have happened in a lot of our games before that. I mean, it's just again, it's all stipulations. A lot of what ifs, including, you know, report that came out, a lot of it is just, you know, did it happen? Fuck if I know. But again, more likely than not, it did. So, you gotta take that into account.
Sure. Alright. Well, let's move off of football. We'll make Jeff happy, though.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe not. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5 was officially announced.
Oh yeah,
and you're pretty you were pretty excited. It was pretty high up on your list, right?
Yeah, it instantly went to like what, number two?
Yeah.
I mean, we knew what was coming, but it's good to hear an official announcement and that it's coming this year. There are some worrying aspects to it, though.
Yeah, there are.
What
is worrying you the most?
I'm worried that they, honestly, it's something that I don't think anyone else is worried about. I'm worried that they won't have the move sets of later games. Because, like, they're like, oh, we're going back to the roots and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, I remember when they came out with that Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD.
Right.
Like a year or two ago. It, you know, was missing a lot of the moves that you need to be, to get, you know, well, to be good for me anyways. I mean, you could get million point streaks in the old original games, but not as easily. Anyways, that worries me. But then also, they keep talking about how you could play online with friends and shit. But that it's like, what about local multiplayer? Because that's like a big part of Tony Hawk. Also, projectiles. I don't know what the fuck is up with that, but there's projectiles. But if you...
It's a shooter.
Well, if you played the... I want to say it was Tony Hawk Underground 2. You had projectiles and that. You could, like, throw tomatoes at people and shit. And there were, like, missions where you had to, like, I don't know, throw shit. So, I don't know. Those are a couple of things that, like, kind of made me worry a little bit.
I don't know. What, I think what kind of worries me the most about it is that, Robomoto is, developing it.
And
they were the ones that developed Ride and Shred.
They also, I think, did HD.
They did do the HD remake.
Well, dude, I mean, Ride and Shred is, you know, do you think that was their idea to do that? Like, I want to say that was probably Activision going, like, this is what's hot right now, let's make peripheral games.
Sure.
And also, like, the problem with dude, I saw this one article on fucking Polygon. I want to say it was that Ben
Kuchera?
Yeah. Where it's like, people don't get what the problem was with it. Like, he doesn't get what the problem was with Tony Hawk. It wasn't that the game expanded from the earlier ones. It's that they just put out too much too often, and it wasn't as high quality.
You can't... It should never have been a yearly franchise, like...
And that's what they were doing. And, like, you know, his whole article was like, no, it's because that, you know, it should just be a couple levels, 2 minutes each, and, like, they should never expand out beyond that. And I was like, no. There were parts of the later games that were great, and like, especially the moves. Like, you got more moves as the series went along. It's just, they were putting out a poor quality product after a while. Like, especially when it came to Proving Ground, which is the last regular Tony Hawk before the, like, Ride and whatever.
Right.
Like, that game was just, it was, you could tell they, like, slapped it together in, like, no time, and it was shitty, you know? So, it's not that the series can't expand beyond just, like, 2 minute levels, it's just put some time into it, you know?
I think if they're gonna release this at $60, it can't be 2 minute levels. Like, I would not want to pay $60 for 15 2 minute levels. Like, that would drive
me nuts. Dude, his article was so glib and half assed that, like, I was saying shit to him on Twitter. He didn't respond to any of it, but it was like, you know, he's like, it's because they went beyond this and the game started to suck. It's like, you know what? The later games had levels just like that. You could go up to them and, like, you know, within those open world parts of Tony Hawk, there was little levels that had 2 minute limits with all, like, you know, collect skate, do this, do that. It's like he just was writing the article from memory, which I'm sure he was, and he just chose to remember whatever he wanted, and this is why the series sucked now. It's because, you know, the original ones were good, and I don't know. It pissed me off, kind of. But,
It's been 8 years, though, since, like, a true Tony Hawk game, though, so...
Even if it's not spectacular, I'm happy it's coming out, but I'm hoping, I don't know, who knows how long they've been working on it. Probably not long, but...
A week or two, maybe.
Yeah, it's going to get coming out. But, I mean, if it's at least decent, I'm going to be very happy. It's nice to have, you know? So.
Alright.
I'm a little worried though.
I guess Nintendo announced this today, maybe yesterday, that they are bringing back the Nintendo World Championships.
Yeah.
Yeah. No excitement there. That did not sound very exciting, Jeff.
Hey, I'm like a resident Nintendo fan. Like, I saw all these people. I saw all these people like on Twitter and shit. Like, oh my god, the Nintendo World Championships are coming back. I was like, dude, you probably were fucking like not even born when that shit happened. Like, and I vaguely remember it. You know what I mean? It's like, fucking cares. Oh, big deal.
Yeah, but bro, the cartridges. The cartridges. Think about the cartridges.
Yeah, there's not gonna be any cartridges.
What?
Did they? I didn't write down if they announced what games are going to be involved.
They haven't.
Okay, so it's still kind of out there. One of the questions that we got this week came in from Earl. He wants to know what games we would like to see in the Nintendo World Championships.
Awesome. Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Pokemon Snap. Snap all the Pokemon. Win all the prizes.
I mean, I think Mario Kart, Splatoon are obvious.
Yeah, I would say
Smash has to be in there.
Smash, yeah. But I don't know.
Like,
I just don't care about
it.
Like,
2 minutes of get as far as you can, there's a score, right? That's how it works.
I think so. Like,
it's a little bit of demo of a game.
Yeah.
You know what would be cool?
So, though? I mean, I don't know. Smash Bros.
What they
Mario
did
Kart.
When there was a lot of games that were not out yet that people got to compete, and it kind of leveled the playing field.
Yeah, it was before Mario 3 was out, right? Like,
yeah, so you'd have people competing on a game that they were not experts at all. They haven't played it, you know. So that was, I mean, that would be cool too, the way to promote like games that aren't out yet or whatever, you know, whatever. But
I don't know what they have.
Yeah,
coming
out.
It's
gonna be like Wii U stuff. I mean, to be perfectly honest, like, I mean, not to say that Wii U doesn't have anything, but I mean, what would be a good, what would be like a good time trial, like, type of game? Like, back then, what'd they have? They had Outrun, like Super Mario, some other game as far as for the World Championship. But, I mean, you don't really have that with these type of games nowadays.
Like high score type games or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. What is that?
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
well, you could do a Mario Kart time trial, like, you know.
Right, but like, okay, let's just say it's a 2 minute thing, like per thing. How do you score that?
Yes. Yeah, so the Nintendo World Championship was Super Mario Brothers, Rad Racer, and Tetris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, never heard of those games.
So I mean, but what I'm saying is maybe they'll do it so it's like, okay, you get like 2 stages of Mario Kart. So maybe they'll like switch it up because they don't. Again, they don't really have anything that's good for like time trials. But
actually, that would work because Mario Kart does have time trials. So
yeah, it's like built right into it. Just
but, yeah, but that's what I'm saying is that
you could do one of those.
Like, you couldn't do like a set time, but instead just do like, okay, here's 2 races, it's the best person, and then after that, because you don't gain points like as you go, so.
Right, it would be you would get your time. I guess that would be how you would record that one.
Sure.
I don't know, Splatoon's supposed to have, like, some sort of platforming. I wonder if there's...
That would probably be there.
Wonder if you could run something like that where...
Well, I think, I think the levels are kind of smaller platform levels. Could you just be
Pikmin 3, is there anything there that could be done?
Yeah, there was the challenge mode type stuff where it was like, see what kind of score you could get in 5 minutes.
You know what would be great is fucking like just Nintendo Land. Nintendo Land had plenty of that type of stuff too.
Yeah, or
Nintendo Land was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, this probably is super cheating, but like the NES Remix titles.
Right.
Like they're like super designed for that, right? Like,
yeah,
sure. Like, hey, let's. Hey, you know, 25 years, we haven't done shit, so let's just do that.
Right. Let's dump this all together.
Same game.
They don't have any shame, like, who gives a fuck?
I don't know, I think it's a pretty cool idea.
I like it.
I mean, something
for
to
them.
To
I mean, again, like,
place it up.
Yeah, they, most of their stuff is based off of, like, making sure that you can get the nostalgia.
Right.
So, even though, like you said, again, none of us were, I mean, yeah, some of us were, obviously, but, I mean...
Some people I've seen on Twitter and stuff were like, wow, like, they're bringing it back, and I'm just like, who fucking cares, dude? Big deal. Wake me up when they fucking release, I don't know, Metroid or fucking anything that I want. Fuck, I give a fuck about your world championship, motherfuckers.
I told you Nintendo's dead to me when we started discussing E3.
I mean, the only way they fucking, like, win me back this E3 is if there's Metroid. Put Metroid on the table, you fucking assholes.
What would even, like, make you assume that that's even fucking beyond the
table? I doubt it is. It's fucking...
I'm just saying that there's not even any rumors for that. Like, if anything, they'll show off Zelda.
Well, Retro's gotta be working on something.
When I think they said Zelda won't be there, so...
Yeah, I think they, like...
Really?
Yeah.
I think they straight up, when they said it was delayed, they said it will also not be at E3. It's like, why?
Who ever thought that was going to be a 2015 release anyways? Like,
well, that's what they fucking said. I mean, I know we said from the beginning, well, Zelda gets delayed a lot, so don't be surprised. But
I mean, we'll
just hilarious.
We'll see Star Fox, right? Like,
I hope. I you know what? And I'm going to be digging into the original Star Fox very soon. But,
it's kind of funny because Nintendo's not really known for delays, but most of the time when they announce stuff, it's kind of already near completion, or at the very least, like, you know, there's a pretty solid build around that.
They do. I mean, Zelda especially.
Like the big titles, sure, you're going to have some build up there, but a lot of times
they delayed,
like,
Mario has been in the past too. I want to say, like, they might delay Mario Sunshine or. I'm
just saying, like, they don't do it as much as I think the other two do.
I'm just saying, like, dude, give me something, like, yeah, it's great to get Yoshi's Woolly World, and I think Splatoon looks really fun, but,
I mean, that's,
like, dude, what, you better have something up your sleeve for this E3, like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's one or two games out of, like...
Pokemon's coming.
No.
Like, I remember last E3, I was super disappointed, Chris, you were like, I kind of like what they had, it's like... How's that panned out this year? Look at it. Like,
I liked what they showed. Like, it didn't mean that was all coming.
Yeah, but, like, look how it's panning out. It's like, okay, their big fall release is Yoshi's Woolly World. I mean, that's what I saw when I saw last E3. I'm like, what? All right, there's Zelda. Great. That's awesome. But
you know what I would love to see is this isn't even gaming. This is just... Get an adapter that will show 3DS games on your Wii U. You know, like, at this point, the 3DS is the best thing you have right now. Like make a PlayStation TV, essentially.
I have a feeling that their next console is going to be that.
Not a console.
It's going to be, like, what the Wii U is, except, the gamepad will be more of an actual handheld device. Like, smaller. And,
you'd still be able to hook it up to your TV, but...
But you can't go on the go with it. I have a feeling that's what their next console will be. I think it's a cool idea, but I thought the Wii U was a cool idea, so what do I know? Seriously. I still like the Wii U. I feel like I'm one of the... I feel like people have gotten on board with it a little bit, but it's like... I wish Nintendo would get on board with it fucking put some goddamn games...
Well, I mean, clearly the 3DS has the best games out there for Nintendo, like, but... I don't like playing on a 3DS at all. It doesn't feel comfortable. I want to be able to play Monster Hunter. Let me do that. Let me pay you $100 for some stupid dongle or whatever the hell you want to call it. And just let me play on my fucking TV. Like, why does Nintendo, like, just... I hate Nintendo.
And Tony's just sitting there going,
I love
Pokemon.
Pokemon. What's wrong with Pokemon? There's got to be a new Pokemon game at E3.
How about this? Why don't they ever make a fucking console Pokemon? What the fuck, dude?
Well, because then the 3DS would be dead in the water.
I guess I would say they don't really need one.
I guess they don't, but I it's like Tavazi said, I don't play a lot of the handheld games. Big one I played on 3DS was probably Zelda, because it was Zelda. And it was great, but, like, dude... Even that, I would rather play that, like, a 2D Zelda on the big screen, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever finished a 3DS game that I own right now. Maybe. I guess, like, Mario 3D World, or the good one, whichever one, 3D Land.
It's 3D Land, yeah.
Yeah, but I'd even finish, like, the bonus levels, but that was it. And, like, Pokemon is great. I love Pokemon, but it just... the console itself just feels like ass. It's like this brick that you're holding onto, and it's two screens, and I guess in the new 3DS, like, the 3D is better, but with this one, you have to be at the right angle. You cannot move it at all. It's just like...
Yeah, it's, point, I never like, even play with it on.
I never right. use it. I'll right. turn it
I don't even have a 3DS. I have a 2DS.
You have the 2D game.
I like the 3DS.
2DS is great. Absolutely great. Love it.
I have to worry about that stupid
3D... Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well. All right, well, I'm sure we'll be talking more about Nintendo
Give me Metroid
in the next month or so. So.
Or get the fuck out.
You heard that, Jeff.
Metroid or bust.
Metroid or bust.
That shit.
So Konami wiped PT from the PlayStation Network. They pretty much wiped it from existence. I guess you could buy it on eBay for about $1,000 if you want. I kind of wish I had downloaded it to my PS4 beforehand, but
I kind of wish I had never deleted it. I think I deleted mine.
Yeah, I deleted
mine. Delete it. It's like a gigabyte.
But
maybe if it's still on there, I should probably.
It was a big gigabyte. All right.
It was huge.
It's like.
I don't know, I just never thought I'd go back to it and didn't realize that it was going to become, you know, a collector's item.
Again,
a collector's item of electronic data.
Well, right, like, it seems weird, crazy, right?
I put it on Twitter and I said that, you know, what point, just wrap it around as a $2.99 download or something. People will buy that shit.
I guess,
Like, interact short.
I mean... Corey wrote an article for VG Charts that I read that he kind of explains, like, on one end, like, why they were trying to get rid of it, you know, because it's a promotional piece. Like, there's no reason for them to keep it around. The game that it was promoting is never coming. Like, it was canceled. But, how do you archive something like that? Like, that was a thing that people said was their best game of last year. It's a weird situation. And I guess Konami said they had to remove it from the PSN store because their contract with Norman Reedus was up. And his likeness is in there, so...
2 seconds. Cut that out.
Right. I don't know. It's...
Everything about that situation is fucked anyway.
Yeah, I think... I think... Konami is just further, you know, showcasing that they don't really want to be involved in games. Although they did say that mobile is the future of gaming, so.
Not exactly wrong, to be perfectly fair. It's like, did you see the...
Oh, no, I'm not disagreeing.
Candy Crush is still making a shit ton of money. It's,
yeah.
It's been a long time coming. People are still fucking flocking to that game.
It's like them and Sega have gone all in on just, like, mobile, huh?
Oh, I mean, for them, if that's where they can make their money. I mean, Konami's not making their money off of gaming anyway, so...
But the thing is because they suck, though. It's not that the console business is not lucrative. It's like, you suck. Sega, you suck. Konami, you suck.
Well, Konami... But the thing is, like, Konami's business isn't built around games. Like, we recognize Konami as games, but their whole profit structure is built on, like, health spas and making, like, pachinko machines and slot machines.
Yeah,
I never knew that about Konami. Yeah.
Like, it's not the gaming side of it, so I guess if they're kind of backing out of that... Like,
well, slot machines are, quote-unquote, gaming, but yeah. Sure. But basically, though, what I'm trying to say is they suck.
Sure.
And Metal Gear sucks, and everything sucks. Oh. Other than Castlevania, everything sucks.
Calm down with the Metal Gear hate. I don't see where that's... Sir,
it's coming from reality. Oh, fuck all one. That shit. Splinter Cell's better anyways.
No. What?
Woo!
I just threw that out there, Fozzie the
dumb,
tree.
Dumb. You're a dumb dumb.
Alright, well, so Jeff is going with the Konami sucks.
They suck, and so does Sega. You gotta admit. Am I
you
wrong?
You have not given any, like, anything to back up your statement, sir.
What amazing games have they come out with?
I'm Tom Brady right here, just getting shafted. Very nice.
What the fuck have they done? Like, you know, what's Sega done that's relevant?
Sega released Alien last year.
They published it, yeah.
Didn't they make Sonic All-Star Racing, bro?
They didn't just publish it. They own Creative Assembly, who made it. So, technically, they made it.
I guess, yeah.
Like that.
And I like that. That was good, yeah. But I also like some of the Sonic games, but let's be honest.
Most of those suck.
They suck. The company sucks.
You got Football Manager 2015 coming out. You better fucking shut your face.
And I don't like any of Konami's games, dude. Like, I don't know. There were some back in the day. Like, way back in the day. Like, didn't they do Blades of Steel?
Yeah, they did.
And Contra. Did they do Contra?
They did do Contra, I believe.
Yeah. Alright, they have that property. What the fuck have they done with Contra? I think they have made some
Castlevania?
Contra. Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I was saying before. Castlevania is, like, the only one. And even that, it's like...
They drove that into the ground.
Well, it's just, like, I like Castlevania, but, like, I could live without it.
Alright, well, it looks like about 25,000 people can't live without Castlevania, though, because...
Oh, yeah.
I can't pronounce his name, yeah. But Igarashi, yeah. He, the guy who created Castlevania, or not created Castlevania, I guess, but he's the kind of the one that, you know, I'm trying to think of the word for it, but he's the one that did Symphony of the Night. And he put up a Kickstarter for Bloodstained, which is basically a Castlevania game, and it quickly made its money.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I saw something about that Bloodstained. I knew nothing about it other than I saw something about it.
Well, there you go. Now you know. Yeah. Much like a ukulele, it made its money very quickly. Right after it went up. Both of those, ukulele, which is what the Banjo-Kazooie mm-hmm. kind of...
Basically Banjo-Kazooie.
Spiritual yeah. successor.
Literally, it's Banjo-Kazooie.
Right. Yeah, it's Banjo-Kazooie. It's
Banjo's
awesome. You know, and it's kind of cool. Like, I remember I was against all like this Kickstarter stuff when it first came out, but it's kind of like allowing people... You know, like Playtonic Games or whatever, did do something like this that they wouldn't have. It's like, we're cutting out the middleman, going, this is what we want, and we're fucking paying for it, and we're getting it, you know?
Well, they do realize we're that close to having, like, a drunken dog honker remake.
Right?
Waiting for that. Bad hair day.
I mean, Ukulele and Bloodstained were both going to happen regardless of the Kickstarters, but I guess they're going to be bigger in scope now. I do think it's a little crazy, though, people saying that both Microsoft and Konami, like, should look at this as proof that people want these. Like, 50,000 people donated to Ukulele, like, 25,000 to Bloodstained. Like, that's not proof that people want these. That's proof that a very strong contingent
it's proof,
of people want them.
Yeah, it's proof that people want it, but... You know, like, Microsoft is not really interested in making that amount of money. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right. They're not in
they
it
They want
to
the
make
Call of
game.
Duty dollars.
Well,
you know?
Right. They're not in it. They're not going to give somebody, you know, $5-6 million to make a game for 100,000 people.
But now we're cutting out the middleman, and I'm just saying, here you
right.
go.
Sure.
Right to them, fucking fund it, and, you know, I don't know.
In the case of Bloodstained in particular, like, he basically said, like, 90% of his money is coming from somewhere else. He is just using this as, like, basically proof of desire for that type of game to show his investors.
I was wondering about that. I'm like, you know, how much did he put it out for? $700,000 or something?
Yeah, it was really low.
No, not even that. Like, $500,000.
Yeah, it was like a really, really, like, for a game like that, like, to have such a low dollar. Like, at least Ukulele was like, we need this much money. Like, okay. That's a little more reasonable.
Yeah, I was like,
Million I'm super excited for that game too. I think it looks cool.
Did you donate, Jeff? Or not no, donate, I will, but did you fund it?
No, I didn't, but I will fund it when it comes out by buying it.
Yes.
Fozzie, you did, right?
Yeah, I did for Yooka-Laylee. Yeah. I love the Banjo-Kazooie games. They're actually one of my favorite N64 games for sure, so. I played hell lot of Banjo.
I just like those old rare platformers. Like, I wasn't super into Banjo, but like Donkey Kong 64, I loved.
And sure.
Same shit. Conker, I fucking loved. Yeah. So, yeah. Bring back 3D platformers. Thank you.
I think it's a good time to bring them back to you. I mean, there's fuck no sake. Market for it.
We need all, something, so. Right? There's.
It's like, I can't just play like zombie games and shooters all the time. Like, give me something else. Fuck's sake, man.
There's plenty of strategy games out there, too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there are strategy games.
Yeah, but again, this is like PC stuff that Hefe's not into.
Well, that's another thing too. Give me another like Sims on consoles. I know it's not strategy, really. It's a PC game. I'm just saying, no games should just be on a PC. Fuck that.
Where's XCOM 2?
I want XCOM 2. I'm all for that.
Nah.
What's that game?
You would play that, Jeff.
No, I didn't. I remember for like a week I was into XCOM, and then like I was like, no, this is like too much, and I fucking stopped.
I was like, Fozzie died. Fozzie died. No.
Yeah.
Wait, so you like State of Decay, which is a fucking, you know, roguelike. Well, not roguelike, but it's like permadeath.
Was permadeath? Yeah, so what?
XCOM was permadeath too.
Well, here's the thing. When I fucking die in this game, we'll see how much I like it, because I'll be real fucking pissed.
That's a good point. He hasn't died yet.
It won't be the same. I mean, I like that.
I love that thrill, though.
I love that. No, I do love the element of danger to it, where it's like I can lose. You're not going to lose everything. You'll just end up playing as somebody else. But you do lose, like...
You did build that guy up, though.
Yeah, your character stats and just, I don't know. Yeah, it's just won't be the same if I lose him.
No, I guess so. And it's not like you can, like, recreate that character and, like, level him back up. It's like, oh, he's dead. He's dead, Jim.
Yeah.
All right, so next week... Witcher 3 comes out, but coming up against it is the second Destiny expansion.
Is that really competition here?
Well, it might not come out because evidently the Destiny update they pushed out to prepare for the expansion has fucked everything up.
I can't believe people still play that game. That's mind-boggling.
Yeah, Fozzie was just saying, like, Dub still plays it, like,
pretty
regularly, too.
I have a friend, one of my old co-workers at GameStop, he, like, was telling me how, like, he's just been playing Destiny. I'm like, dude, that came out, like, fucking long time ago, and it sucked. Well, just, I don't know. I remember Fozzie, you were all like, this is the best first-person, like, controls and anything I've ever
it
played.
It is still the best first-person controls. It's just
I don't
that
know about all that
game.
Either, but... Yeah, I thought it was just kind of... Like, it didn't... There's no way I would sink, like, whatever the fuck these people have.
Well,
into it.
The problem is that the story is just fucked, and, I mean, it's all over the place. The loot system is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I remember it being awful. I remember there wasn't much.
No, it's, well, yeah, it's like, very and, bare bones.
And if you didn't play to pass the game into, like, the... what they call the end game content, I guess. If you didn't get to, like, level 20, you weren't even, like, scratching the loot surface because...
It's dumb.
Yes, very, very dumb. Like, the game is actually, like... When they were saying it's the tutorial for that first 20 levels, like, it is, and it's... But then it's just repetitive bullshit for the next 14.
Yeah, exactly. So. And the problem is that, like... You know, again, I keep bringing up Diablo 3, but they just do everything so well that other games don't. But like Diablo 3 has a way to just interest you constantly. You're always switching out your weapons every time.
Yeah, it's constant, instant.
This game, it's all about, like, you have to get this weapon, or all the air weapons are obsolete. Like, there's, like, five weapons that everyone had, so everyone looked... So fucking cookie cutter.
Everyone had the exact same armor. Everyone had the exact same guns.
Like, it's like they just, like, they didn't hire anyone for any sort of, like, MMO or, like, from any sort of dungeon crawler or anything. They were just like, well, we know how to make shooters, which you can see. It's phenomenal. It's, again, like, as far as how smooth it is, probably one of the best first-person shooters I've played. But, I mean, as far as everything else in the game, which, again, is such a big part of it, it missed the mark on so many other places.
Yeah. So, anyway, it looks like Bungie finally fucked Destiny up. So, more than
finally.
They
already done. Finally.
It doesn't fucking matter.
The Ratchet and Clank movie and game were delayed till next year. So that's another thing you can strike off of possibly coming to the PS4 this year.
I honestly didn't remember that there was one coming.
Right. I had heard early in the year, oh, it's coming out like around June. I'm like, really? That seems kind of... I haven't seen anything on it.
Maybe they're gonna go like full on with it and not have it be like a $30 game. Like it seems like after a while.
No, it's a full game this time. Like that.
Like
$60. That much I did know. Like it's gonna coincide with the movie that's coming out. So it was gonna be like a full on reboot of the series, I guess.
I would buy it if it was good. I'd probably buy it either way.
Hey, it's Ratchet. It's probably gonna be good. It's what Insomniac does best, so.
And it's an Insomniac doing it, huh?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But I don't know, it's just, that's a little sad to me that, like, what the fuck does Sony have? I guess we'll find out really shortly, but.
It's probably not much.
Right? I don't know what the, like, if Uncharted's not coming, Ratchet's not coming, you already blew Bloodborne out, like. You have a God of War remake coming.
To be fair, everyone really liked Bloodborne, whatever.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. But
like,
it's done.
People who like that game.
Yeah. What's your fall games?
Right, like it's come out. Like Bloodborne's already out. Like, all right,
you know what fall game is? Call of Duty. Like they don't have shit for themselves.
Yeah, but like I'm looking at the game, like the MPDs for this month, and Call of Duty sells better on the Xbox.
Really?
Like it's one of the few games that sells better on the Xbox, but it sells better on the Xbox, yeah.
Yeah, that's where the map packs are.
Ultimate Yoda, Aaron just bought a PS4, and for a month or so beforehand, I kept telling him, don't do it. Dude, get Xbox One, it has more games. Like, they all have the same games, and then Xbox One has games that the other system doesn't have, you know what I mean?
Right.
That you actually want to play. And, like, he just would not listen to me on that. And it's funny, because he used to be a huge Xbox fan. Like, he hated the PS3. But it was mostly because a lot of people he, like, hangs out with or talks to, they got PS4. So, like, he couldn't be convinced otherwise.
And, I mean, I understand that. Like, you're going to follow where the people you play with go. But, it's like, my PS4, like, does... I don't know. I kind of wish I had PT on it, because I could have sold it.
Yeah, like I almost want to check because I mean, I don't think the system's bad or anything, but it's just for whatever reason right. I'm comfortable with Xbox One, and like I said, there's games that right. are only for it. Like I'm going to be playing Halo 5 this year, right. You know, something.
That's I mean, you played Bloodborne, but like that might be it for this year. Like,
yeah, and then when it comes down to it, games that are multi-platform, I tend to lean just, like, get it on Xbox. I don't have to switch out my HDMI cables. Xbox Live is smoother. But I'm just more comfortable with the system. I still like the controller more. You know, I think the PS4's controller is fine, but I still like this one more. You know what I mean?
So yeah, the PS4 controller is way better than the DualShock 3 was, but I'm still not, like... Like, I never got onto that train of, like, this is the best controller ever. Like, I still prefer kind of, like, the analog sticks the way they are on the Xbox controller. And...
Yeah, I think, like, they, you know, with the 360, they nailed it, and Xbox One ain't that different, so...
Right.
Still, I think it's still the best controller that I've ever played, you know, the Xbox controller, so... I don't know, it's just little things like that where it's like, why even... I don't know, like, for me, I just get both systems, but if I was only to get one, I think you'd be nuts to just get PS4 right now with the library it has and what it has coming.
Yeah, I hope like Sony really kind of blows us out of the water at E3, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that. And Tony still needs a reason to buy one.
That's right, I haven't gotten it yet.
The show, baby.
No.
No?
I keep reading the same bad things that I thought about the last time I played the show, which was 2 years ago.
It's still probably, well, it's the only baseball.
That's the problem, and it's the only baseball game out there. The series is stagnated.
Is it in Madden mode now?
It really is. It's
that's a shame.
The last time I played it, the base running was terrible, and like the graphics were the same year over year. Like there was no reason to have gotten a new show that year, other than for an updated roster. And I read about the new versions of the show, and it all has the same problems. And without that competition, it's never going to change. There's no reason for it.
But how much are you going to do with it, though? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, at a certain point, with any of these sports games, like, what else are you going to do with it?
I mean, they for some reason, they're able to remake NBA 2K every year. Like, Madden was able to transition into, like, its new gameplay. Like, there's always another step.
I guess, yeah.
Anyway, the Muppets are coming back to TV.
Woo!
Muppet
Babies, right?
No, actual Muppets.
I used to watch Muppet Babies.
Everyone watched Muppet Babies. Every damn show in the world.
I watched Muppet Babies, too. Yeah, it's not the Muppet show. It's I'm guessing you guys did not see the trailer.
No.
You should watch it. It's pretty funny. I mean, the Muppets are funny, but it's gonna be like more of like a behind the scenes kind of like kind of look at like the Muppets' lives. I don't really know how it's gonna work. The trailer was really funny. It's like 2.5 minutes long, and it goes into kind of like Fozzie is dating this girl and
that never happens.
That's right.
That's true.
The lady's parents are there like going like, but like how is this gonna work? It's just like you could say it. He's a bear. And then he's like in the kitchen on the phone or something, and the dad goes like, how does that even work? Like how do you, if you have kids, like, where do they go to the bathroom? In the woods? And Fozzie gets all, like, indignant. He's like, that's a stereotype. It's really funny. You should watch it. Not the injustice here.
Whatever happened with the Muppet movies anyways? Like, they made two?
I believe they made, like, six total. But
the reboots or whatever.
They made two. The second one is less good. The first one is excellent.
I love the first one.
Muppets is fantastic, but yeah, the second Muppet movie, which I'm drawing a blank on, Muppets Most Wanted, not so hot, which is rather depressing to me.
Yeah, I think I watched. Wait, what's the one where they remixed the Nirvana song? Is that the end of the first one? It wasn't the end, but there's like, and the soundtrack, they remix the Nirvana song with the Muppets singing it, though, which is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, they do some great stuff with music throughout all their movies, but, but both those have some good musical numbers. I don't know, I think it'll be fun to see it coming back to television. They haven't been on primetime TV, since like the 90s, I think.
Muppet Babies.
You want a new Muppet Babies?
Yeah.
Dude, I still want to know what the fucking the mom or whatever looks like. Didn't you only ever see
her?
You
only saw her legs. Yeah.
Them legs.
That drove me like crazy for some reason. I was like, why don't they ever show her? Like it made me so mad. Oh, Muppet Babies.
Yeah, and could you ever understand what she was saying? I didn't think you could, right? Like,
I don't remember.
It's kind of always garbled.
I don't think it's like Charlie Brown feature. Like,
wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, not quite that bad, but.
Okay, I thought you could. But
maybe.
It was like fucking 20 years ago, so.
It's been a while.
Really wrong here.
Anyway.
It's like fucking 30 years ago for me or whatever. I remember watching that when I was really little, dude. Like, it's gotta be old as shit.
No, not 30.
That was a good cartoon.
85? No, it was 90s for sure. It was back in the glorious 90s.
I don't think so, man. I watched it when I was really
young. I'm looking it up.
It'd be 1990, like, you know.
Oh, you're right. 1984 and 1991. Oh, my God.
Wow, it ran 6 years, 7 years.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Shit. Hey, you're right, 30 years. Oh, they're so cute.
How am I on this podcast? My God.
Yeah. So sort of.
I'm sorry.
Buffets are coming.
You went from birth to adult. There was no, nothing.
I was born at age 30. Damn it.
Well, next week is The Witcher.
Yes.
Which Witcher is which?
I was thinking about, like, I was thinking about, okay, I've got a week left, maybe I can finish Witcher 2, start it, and then I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, I tried to go into The Witcher 2, and...
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to get the old,
couldn't get, like, there was something about the controls in that game that I just could not get into.
The combat sucks.
I cannot tell you how many times I started that game. Like, I played the first hour of that game.
I played all of it. Time.
You have?
I played all of Witcher 2, and I'm gladly skipping out on Witcher 2.
Yeah, but, dude, here's the thing, is that I feel like the combat's a lot, like...
I'm one review I watched, like, the combat actually looked good and fun in it, but it's just, like... I'm not gonna trust that. I will wait till it's fucking $20 or something.
Sure. I don't know, dude. I mean,
any interest in the series?
There's nothing
at all,
else
I get
to
it.
Play though right now. So why not take a chance on a
right? Splatoon's like the week after.
It's like a week after that. Yeah.
Are you really going? Like, is that going to be your main game though? Like,
everyone that's played that has said it's fun as shit, dude.
So they have with Witcher though, and with Witcher, I feel like you're going to get. Like, it's a Skyrim-type game where you're going to get, like, thousands of hours, or at the very least, tens to hundreds of hours, so.
You could, yeah, like, but, I don't know, you could do that with Splatoon also.
Oh, listen, I think the biggest telling thing will be me, honestly, because I played Witcher 1, Witcher 2, I didn't like either of them, so I'm going to take a chance with Witcher 3.
See,
I
don't know why you want to keep getting like that. Like,
I like the world.
I like the world. I like the story. Like, I feel like the story and everything looks incredible. But you're right, the gameplay, like switching out the swords depending on what type of monster you're playing against.
It's so insane
difficulty. Even at normal, it's in super hard, and it just seems like, you know, it kind of wants to beat you down. But that being said, it looks so incredible. Like, this looks like I hate to say it, but it's like the first, like, current gen game that looks like it's made to utilize this gen's power, and it could not be made in, like, you know, the lesser console. So, for me, I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, I was kind of, like, skeptical of it, but as we get really closer to it, I'm, like, getting more and more excited. Like, I'm hoping
this is...
But you
don't like Witcher!
I like the world. Like, I don't like the... I didn't like the gameplay of the first one on PC. Like, it was too obtuse. And then it was really weird. Like, it was hard for me to get into on the third. But everything I've heard about this new one is that they've kind of, like, simplified the combat mechanics.
Can you use a fucking potion in combat, for fuck's sake? How about that? Because I remember you had to, like, if you needed to use a health potion, you had to use it before you even fought the person or whatever.
I don't think so. Are you sure?
No, there's
it was something weird like that, dude.
Well, I was watching some gameplay footage of it yesterday, and it looks like your health actually regenerates.
Wow.
So you might not have to use a health potion in it. You just might have to back away from combat for a little bit to let yourself
through. I remember also when I was playing Witcher 2, like, it was so hard to... cast spells and
fight. And all the reviews are saying all these things are, like, not like that now, but man, you fucking fool me once and fool me twice, you ain't gonna fool me.
F.A., get your head out of your ass and listen to what these people are saying.
They're saying
that everything that you have a problem with that's been fixed.
We'll be your guinea pig, Jeff.
That's great, but I don't know, I just not too long ago, played Dragon Age, and it's like, you know, I've played a big ass RPG like that, and I didn't even beat Dragon Age, and everyone was fucking goo goo gaga over that fucking shit too.
That's a good point.
It fell off. You're just like,
wow. I don't understand like why people love Dragon Age. There's really some dumb shit about it.
I loved it at first. I gave it my game of the year, and I still like. Honestly, it was one of the best games last year, but it was not enough to keep me playing through. It was so much filler content. It felt like, you know.
I feel like this will be different.
I think what has me excited about The Witcher, though, is that it's more focused. Like, you're not creating this character from scratch. Like, Geralt already has, like, a history, and he's going on, like, you know, they're going to push him through this quest. There'll be plenty of stuff to do on the outside, but there's definitely a more focused narrative going on, I think, and I think that's what has me more excited about it. Like,
I'm sure it's going to be a great game, but I just, you know, to me, if I play the first two games in your series and I don't like them,
you haven't played the first game in the series.
I played all Witcher 2. That's all I needed. I'm saying though, like,
Witcher 1 was hot garbage. Anyways, God, that game.
Yeah.
10 hours, you were stuck in like the same freaking town.
No one ever told me, well, you didn't like Witcher 2, you gotta play the first one, you know, so, whatever. I don't know.
Well, you wouldn't play it anyway, it was PC only. So.
That's right, that's...
It good.
But, alright, point being though, I mean, I'm not gonna pay $60 for another Witcher game. Like, I gave them a chance the last time at $60, and I played through the whole game, and I was like, there are things I liked. Like, definitely the graphic sex you could have in it was cool.
You can have sex on a unicorn.
Like, I straight up
walked... Unicorn sex, man.
I walked up to, like, some peasant girl and just very easily fucking fucked her doggy style. I was like, that's awesome, dude. Cool. But, you know, that was, like, that's the only thing I could remember from that game other than, like, I hated the combat. So, whatever.
No, I completely understand. And I guess it's, like, the same way whereas I refused to pay $6 for Bloodborne because I didn't, like, I paid money for it.
Right.
But that being said, Bloodborne, like, still felt a lot Dark Soul-ish. Like, this, although looks and feels like Witcher, it seems like they know what people didn't like about the other ones, and they've gone out of their way to kind of fix them. So I can at least appreciate that. Not to mention it gives you free DLC, I just like CD Projekt Red. I just want them to succeed in general. That's kind of why they're getting my money, for sure, is that, like, they seem like one of the good guys out there, so.
Okay, only as long as you buy Splatoon also.
I am buying Splatoon, Jeff.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't know. I heard really good things about it, but we'll see.
I have a feeling the single player will be good, too, in that as well, so.
I'm hoping.
Steven Spielberg has nothing to do with it.
No.
He was with Boomblox.
Boomblox.
No. This is a Nintendo game, not an EA game. So.
Yeah, it's like internally developed by them, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have not seen 1 second of gameplay, so I do want to try it or look at that.
It looks fun. I was watching Polygon put up a video a couple weeks ago of them playing the single player, and they were
impression. Like, what is it? Like, what can I relate it to?
Well, the multiplayer you can relate to, like, Team Fortress 2.
Okay, so, like, there's different classes?
I mean, it's that kind of, like, cartoony 3D shooter
style.
I saw
you get paint. Like, there's paint everywhere, but yes. What's the point? Are you supposed to... Is it like Tony Hawk, where, like, whoever, like, paints the most part of the level wins, or...
Yes.
But also, the area that your team has painted, you move faster across. Like, your character moves fast.
You want to be able to cover that area and keep it clean so you can move to get other areas and paint them down. I don't know what the single player is, though.
The single player looked like really short, cool puzzle platforming levels.
Okay.
But with, like, a... I don't know, kind of the way that you move around it all quick, like spraying paint and then like sliding through it. It's, you know, it seemed like something unique, kind of like like Sunset Overdrive, just like that fun, like, freedom of movement through the level. Like, you could like spray paint a wall and then like jump into the paint and like just fly up the wall, you know, shit like that.
Okay. Yeah, that looks like it'll be a lot of fun. I'm excited for
it. I have a feeling it'll be very good. I mean, I'm not trying to get too excited about it, but just everything you hear from people playing it, like, this game's awesome. So,
yeah, it's cool. Earl played the, I guess there was a multiplayer stress beta last weekend. He played it, and he seemed really into it, so. I am interested.
Little hit there.
Yeah. Anyway, we got that stuff coming up for you in the next couple weeks. We'll be back next week talking some Witcher and who knows what else.
I got one more topic I want to bring up right now.
All
right. All right. We are, what, like 2 years into these consoles pretty much? Why the fuck is there no $10 fucking Texas Hold'em game on either of them?
Oh, God.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
Well, you should develop a Texas Hold'em game, Jeff.
I'll Kickstarter that shit right now and get it funded within 10 seconds.
And and get it up on ID at Xbox.
Like, you dude,
self-publish.
We could probably somehow do that. We don't even have to know what we're doing. We could do it.
Pretty sure we need
yeah, that
to
sounds
know
like
what
a
we're
terrible
doing.
Idea.
We'll like put up.
We don't even need to know what we're doing.
We'll put up a Kickstarter, and we'll be like, we need this X amount of money to hire one guy to program this game. We'll find this guy, and he'll make fucking Texas Hold'em for us. And then, fuck, we'll have fucking poker on our fucking new systems. Like, it's really pissing me off, dude. Like, I've been itching to play poker.
Online.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
Find a casino. I'm sure there's a local poker game somewhere you could get into.
Well, yeah, I get those once, like, every month or two, you know what I mean? I want to be able to, like, sit up right now and just play fucking poker for
fun. Yeah, you have
fun.
A laptop or a computer or something of that nature, right?
I saw you saying something, Jeff, right? Like, you were going on to gamble and...
I was
going
to play for money, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess that doesn't exist anymore. Like,
no,
you
can't anymore.
Like, I was watching this poker documentary and they're talking about how Full Tilt Poker is the best site to play money on. I was like, fuck yeah. So I started downloading it, and right as you open it on, like, you know, on your computer, it, like, pops up this message saying, you know, it is identified that you live in the United States, so blah, 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 you ain't playing for money. I was like, fuck. And then I turned back to the TV, and in the documentary, they start talking about how it's illegal now. I was like, god damn it, dude. I got all super fucking excited, and I was like, I'm going to take a risk here. I'll, you know, throw out a couple $100 and see what happens. And then, nope. So, I don't care though. I don't need to play for real money. Like, I have fun playing for fake money too. So, give me the goddamn poker games.
Well, we'll
heard
him. We'll get somebody on that.
Give that man his money.
Pay this man.
So,
he beats me.
Give Jeff his cards. Let Jeff play poker, and play with paint as well.
Cheaping away.
Just check. Oh, and in that poker documentary, a bunch of these pros were like, that's what turned me on to poker, was that movie.
That movie?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Wow. I was already into poker when I first saw that movie.
Well, a lot of them
were... It was what, like 2001 or something? I was like in high school, so...
Fucking 98. It's fucking old.
All right. 3 years different. Sorry.
3 years doesn't make it any older.
No, you fucking idiot. 3 years.
That's what I would have pegged it as too, but it's 1998, I want to say.
Oh yeah, I was like 12 or 13. So yeah, like, because I remember high school. God damn, we used to play poker a lot. College. No.
Okay.
Dollar buy-ins, baby.
Dollar buy-ins.
Well,
my rollers, baby.
Next week, Jeff can.
High school. What do you expect?
Jeff can tell you all about his poker happenings over the last week.
Fuck.
Hopefully, yeah, go to a real Pokemon tournament so that you can get humbled for one goddamn second.
Well, the garage ones I've been humbled in, you know, and I thought I was really good at the game, and I've been, well,
yeah, exactly.
I've honestly...
There's a difference between a video game where the money doesn't matter and then real life where
it's
money
not even
does
that.
Matter.
I've been on a streak where I can't catch a fucking hair. Like, for, like, 6 months. Like, I just get garbage cards all night, and it's, like, without even betting, almost. Like, I'll bet here and there, but, with almost out doing anything.
6 months without catching a pair?
Jeff's no, really good at cards.
I'm exaggerating a little bit. I'm just saying.
Once every 22 hands, Jeff. Once every 22 hands.
I'm saying, like, there have been nights where, like, the big hand that I had to finally bet on because I was getting low on chips because the blinds. There have been nights where, like, pair of kings was like, oh man, holy shit, I got a pair of kings. You know what I mean? It's like, that's fucking horrible, dude. Like, you shouldn't even. I'm so frustrated with it right now.
Don't be frustrated, have I?
Well, Jeff is going to go try and find his luck in cards. The rest of us are going to play The Witcher and hopefully enjoy it. But we'll be back next week. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Yes. Good night.